CliffCentral.com.
Okay, we got to get to Revix with Sean Sanders. I know this is some people's favorite part of the week because we get to check in on our investments. If you have already got some investments with Revix, you are on the right track. They are, of course, the people who give you an opportunity to effortlessly own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. And here is none other than Sean Sanders to talk to us about all of this. So, Sean, nice to see you. You guys are launching a top 20 crypto bundle tomorrow. Just tell us what this is all about.
Morning, Gareth. Morning, team. Yeah, so we're launching, as you know, it's at the top 20 cryptocurrency bundle. So this is the first time you'll be able to invest in the 20 largest cryptocurrencies all through a single investment. And the way that this bundle is created, very similar to a lot of the other bundles that we offer, is that each of the cryptocurrencies in the bundle are equally weighted. So you own a very small percentage, but an equal percentage of each of the 20 mm-hmm. largest cryptocurrencies. And this provides exposure to about 82% of the crypto market. So one of the biggest challenges that we see with a lot of customers is they go, well, I don't know which cryptocurrency to invest in. And this approach, right, very similar to sort of our top 10 bundle as well, just allows you to get diversified exposure across the entire crypto market. And it also provides exposure to these slightly smaller emerging cryptocurrencies, which gives you a lot of upside potential over the longer term. And, you know, as with all of our product launches, this bundle's launching completely fee-free. So you can get started with, you know, 150 Rand on the Revix platform, and you can, you know, sell out of the bundle a single second after buying, or you can hold on for a couple of years. We're obviously advocates of a longer term investing approach. So yeah, the bundle's going live tomorrow morning.
Very cool. I suppose it's also useful for those of us who don't stay on top of the cryptocurrency market with every detail and every new bit of news that comes in. You know, it's like the stock market. You can't always keep track of this stuff, even if you're a trader who's on screens all the time. You guys do all the work for us. So if you buy the top 20, you're kind of spreading your bets a little bit, and you're trying to get the best of everything when you guys are doing actually all the hard work for us. You're watching what's going on, and you rebalance those portfolios as things come in. And I mean, I didn't even know about things like Solana when you told us about that last year. I didn't know about half of these cryptocurrencies. And there's always a new one, right?
There is always a new one. What's quite interesting as well is I was on the show, I don't know, what, call it 2 years ago, talking about Luna. Remember that cryptocurrency that you kind of want to forget, the one that declined materially. And that's unfortunately something that happens in the crypto space, right? It's the same thing that happens in the stock market. There was a lot of wealth managers that didn't see the whole Steinhoff saga coming. And you're going to see that again. And it's not necessarily that there's cryptocurrencies that don't go to zero and they're going to be scams. It's just that projects don't succeed because we're still very early on in this journey. So one of the things that we do offer as part of the Revix package, and we do this with all of our cryptocurrencies, but in particular with the cryptocurrencies that go into the bundles, is that we screen the cryptos as well as monitor them for risks. So we'll look at the different cryptocurrencies and we'll say, okay, which exchanges do they trade on? What kind of liquidity do they have on a daily basis? What has the volatility been over the last while? So treating the cryptocurrencies as stocks would be treated or as bonds would be treated in traditional portfolios. Mm-hmm. So that's a slightly different approach. And that's why we've encouraged an investing approach to crypto rather than this really speculative trading or gambling approach. And that's something we're going to continue doing because over the long term, the returns is really what's exciting. That's what we're seeing with this asset category. It's not about the 1 year or 2 year sort of returns. It's really looking at a 3 to 5 year sort of return horizon. And I think the big advantages when you start looking at crypto bundles in particular is they offer immediate diversification. So you don't need to necessarily go out, build this very diverse portfolio yourself. Buying individually 20 different cryptocurrencies would be quite a bit of work. Sure. So that's on the one side. And then on the other side, we've got automated monthly rebalancing. So if you own an index fund or an ETF, they would normally rebalance, say, every quarter or every 6 months. And this is essentially where new investments would move into the product. And then older sort of the investments that aren't really performing that well, they're removed from the product. And what we're able to offer is essentially the service, but in a fully automated fashion on a monthly basis. Because the cryptocurrency market is so much more volatile, you want to have a product that keeps up to date with the market. And if you look at like a Luna that happened last year that declined precipitously in value, you want to remove it from the bundle really quickly. So this is something that we offer through the crypto bundles, which is this automated monthly rebalancing.
And of course, this doesn't mean that people can't go and buy whatever they want separate to that as well. But you can have this top 20 crypto bundle. And then you can also have, if you really like Bitcoin or you really want to have a little bit of Ethereum, you can buy that as well on the side. By the way, just while I'm thinking about it, have you guys been exploring AI? I mean, everybody's talking about AI, and I'm sure in markets, and particularly in the crypto market, AI represents a real opportunity. There must be ways that machine learning and that artificial intelligence, and in particular, the way that people use artificial intelligence, the kinds of questions you ask it, will give you some very interesting insights into how the market behaves.
Oh, yeah. So we've started going down this route. So on the one side, we've actually looked at an AI bundle because there's cryptocurrencies. And sorry, I don't know if you can hear this really loud bird next to me. There's like this bird whistling away. Okay, hopefully you can't. But anyway, so yeah, with regards to there being AI cryptocurrencies out there, there's about 12 AI cryptocurrencies. They're slightly smaller cap than obviously the bigger names that you'd see in, say, the top 10 bundle. But that's one area that we've looked at because there is growing interest in that particular area. On the other end of the spectrum, we've looked at implementing AI from a customer support standpoint. And Gareth, as you noted there, that can then start to extend because we are fully licensed as a financial advisor. It can start extending into financial advice. So somebody could come to Revix in the future, and we're not there just yet. We're working towards this. But where you could come to us and say, hey, listen, give me an update on the cryptocurrency market through our chatbot, and we'd be able to give you a full comprehensive breakdown. You could say, listen, is my portfolio constructed in the right sort of way? What risks am I getting or, you know, with the current structure that I have? And there can be answers that are provided to all those different things. And the beauty with this is AI can naturally look at every single piece of regulation out there. Data privacy regulations, FSCA regulations, and provide everything in a near perfect sort of format. So that's something we're very excited about.
All right. Justin has a specific comment. I think it's directed at you, Sean, even though he said Ryan. Why doesn't your customer care respond at Revix? So obviously he's had a problem there. He's got a lost password. What would you recommend he does?
Pretty much any time from now onwards for the rest of today, there'll be somebody that'll be online, at least one person at all times, that'll be able to answer any queries you have. So, you know, we'll get back to you, generally speaking, very quickly. If you have to send a message right now, actually somebody should get back to you within 10 to 15 minutes.
So would you say that go via the website? Is that the best way to go?
Yeah, you can go via the app or the website. So if you head over to www.revix.com, there's a chat bot on the bottom right. You can send us a message. And, you know, if you need to dash off, we'll get back to you a little bit later in the day.
Fantastic. Okay, we like that bird that's making a lot of noise outside your house. There, it's a good sign. We'll take that as a good sign that this is maybe the time to get involved in the top 20 bundle. By the way, how has it performed relative to other investment options? This is always what people are most interested in, is the performance. Of course, again, making clear that past performance does not guarantee future returns. But nonetheless, what can you tell us about how it's performed so far?
Yeah, so what's interesting is when you look at, let's say, the S&P 500, generally speaking, because you've got all these different S&P 500s and index that allows you to invest in the 500 largest US companies. Now, that index isn't that volatile, relatively speaking, compared to generally the underlying assets. Why? Because you've got all of these different stocks in this index. So if one of the stocks goes down and another one goes up, they kind of offset each other. And that means that the price volatility isn't as bad as any single asset. Now, with the top 20 bundle, because you're owning slightly smaller cryptocurrencies, you've got slightly more volatility relative to the likes of, say, Bitcoin or Ethereum, which, as I said, is sort of slightly different to that S&P 500 index. But to compensate for that little additional volatility, you do have greater upside potential. So again, you're owning those smaller cryptocurrencies. So on a year-to-date basis, you're roughly in line with Bitcoin with the top 20 bundle. I mean, Bitcoin's done exceptionally well this year. It's up about 68%. The top 20 bundle's up 63%. But if you look over a three-year horizon, and again, this is sort of the space we like to play in because it's longer term, Bitcoin's up 285% over that time period, which is a really impressive return, given especially that it's down, about 60% from its all-time highs. The top 20 bundle is up 584%. Over that same sort of period. So it's the 2x return that you've seen there. And as these smaller cryptocurrency projects start coming into the bundle, you know, you'll reap the benefits over the longer term there as well. And naturally the bad performers are removed. So it's done pretty well over time.
Very good. All right, Sean, thanks for the update, and we will catch up with you again shortly.
Brilliant, guys. Thanks very much. Have a good rest of the week.
All right, cheers, Sean.
Cheers, Sean.
Sean Saunders, Revix.com. You can find out more by following them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revix Invest. For more info, you can also head over to Revix.com, the smart way to invest in crypto, and download the app if you're already a customer. It's probably the best way to interact with what's going on in your investments. CliffCentral.com.